When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ambitious, but brilliant!
Hello and welcome to the Rotherham United podcast. Today is a preview show. It's a preview of the Birmingham game at the weekend, where we have a terrible record, but we will definitely come on to that later on. We've got everybody is here again, full house mixed with us.
Hello.
And Ben's with us as well.
Hello.
Ben is very, very giddy today.
Sorry if I start laughing randomly.
This is the sixth attempt to start the show. So apologies for Ben laughing.
Yeah, sorry.
Ben, stop enjoying life.
Sorry if it's loud as well. I've noticed on a few in past, it's a bit...
Yeah, you are very loud.
It's just a bit randomly loud, but yeah, anyway.
Try and keep your head still.
You what?
Keep your head still.
Sorry. It is all right.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, just don't move for an hour.
Okay.
First place to start is Barley's talk. We've seen lots of...
There's been plenty of it, hasn't there?
Yeah, God has there. There was something from some random Newcastle thing Tuesday or Wednesday, saying that after the cup game for Newcastle on Wednesday night that he was going to sign for us.
Alright, I've not seen that one.
But honestly, you messaged me something today, so on the EFL Hub or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
But then Paul Davis has sort of poured a little bit of cold water on tonight, Wednesday night, saying that there is a bid. Barley has got interest in coming back, but it's not. We're not at a stage where a deal is to be completed.
Well, we'll have to see. We'll have to see, hopefully. Hopefully. I mean, they're all rumours, aren't they?
Yeah.
But generally, you tend to find that when the rumours come from more than one place, there's no smoke without fire, is there? So there's obviously something going off. Mm. Whether we can get it over the line... Mm. Which seems to be a favourite phrase for some people.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see, won't we? Yeah. So I think I'm going to put Ben on that line.
Ben, Barley's the time. Yeah. How confident is he that he's going to be a Millers player by the end of the window, which is in about 10 days' time?
Well, didn't he play for Newcastle?
He's playing on Wednesday night. Yeah. He's in the starting 11. So. We record at during the game. Obviously.
Yeah, so I don't know, to be honest. I'd like to see him, obviously, but, you know, if he don't come, then I think we might have a good enough midfield to cope without him, but obviously it'd be brilliant to have him back, you know, anchoring that midfield.
It'd be a big boost, wouldn't it?
In fact, he's not starting.
Ah.
He's not starting and he's not on the bench. This is not breaking news for anybody that's listening, because this is released Thursday morning.
Yeah, well,
Matt come on and scored a hat-trick.
But not a lot of Rotherham fans will be interested in Newcastle's squad. They'll go to bed tonight, not interested in EFL Cup. Nobody's interested.
No.
So, breaking news at 7 a.m. on Thursday morning, the 24th of September.
Oh, he's a bench. Sorry, apologies.
Oh. Well done, Matt.
But he's not playing.
If he's not playing
for Newcastle against Morecambe, he's not going to be playing many other games.
I wouldn't have thought so. Unless he's saving him for Premier League on Saturday after our day of the word. This last Saturday just gone, but there you go.
They just signed an attacking midfielder, I think Tuesday they signed him.
Yeah.
Some Peruvian kid, like a 21-year-old.
Well, so. Oh, I've seen that, yeah.
I think
I
said this to you as well, mate. Boots actually said something. He's got a plan for Barlas and someone else. I think he said he got a plan for him.
I saw Will Good said, if you're Barley's, you sat there thinking, I'm 22, maybe 23 now. Mm. Do I want to be on loan at another club and come back to Newcastle in 12 months' time for him to do the same to me again?
Yeah.
Or is it just time to move on?
Well, he's in the last year of his contract at Newcastle.
Exactly.
So his plan is either to re-sign him or to sell him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
He ain't loaning him anywhere, is he? Because he's going for free at end of season.
Well, unless he re-signs a contract, sends him out on loan.
It's all speculation, isn't it? Really.
Yeah.
If he's not in starting 11 tonight, hopefully he don't get a game, and tomorrow it's a done deal.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. It'd be nice. Yeah. We do need him.
Yeah, we need somebody of that ilk who can. He does that quarterback role. Was McDonald won man of match last week and has been probably the best players of the first two games, Sean McDonald.
Yeah, he's played well.
Definitely.
But he's not. He's completely different to Barley,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
So hopefully that comes through, but at time of recording, he is not a Millers player, and, well, we'll see, won't we?
Yeah.
Any other news before we get on to the main preview part?
A couple of bits of sad news this week that have come out. Johnny Quinn has passed away. I don't really remember him that well. Back end of 60s, early end of 70s it was, I think. Obviously he was a Wednesday player as well,
right?
All I've ever heard of him from Rotherham fans are good words. So it's sad, and I've seen some video of him down at New York,
yes,
with Tommy Docherty as well was there. Some big names from that era. So that's really sad. So obviously condolences go out to his family and friends and everybody else. And also Trevor Swift, who was one of my favourite players growing up, back in the early 70s. He's been diagnosed with terminal cancer this week. Which is terrible news, really.
It's been one of them... It's been one of them years. It's been one of them 2 years.
It just keeps piling on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So best wishes to Trevor, and hopefully he can beat it. Mm. Or, well, it's not like he's going to beat it, but...
Yeah,
as long as possible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no, 100% with that one. I suppose before we get onto the actual game itself, it's worth mentioning the news which broke on Tuesday afternoon when Boris made his statement in Parliament and to the nation. We have been paused. Fans going to stadium has been paused. It was scheduled to be 1st October is when we can get 1,000 people back into basically all the stadiums. That's been paused, and all trials have been paused as well. So any view that we were going to be in against Huddersfield or a few of us in has been quashed. Obviously, there's no real time scale before he's put 6 months on these restrictions, but I can't see it 6 months.
He didn't put six months on it. He said they might go up to
6 months for that.
That's a long time.
But football clubs need fans back in, so I suspect that may not be subject to this. But once it gets sort of back under control, that'll be first, or should be, one at first on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the main issue with it is that he's relying on people using common sense, isn't he?
Yeah.
Which seems to be sadly lacking in a lot of people. So, the rest of us who do as we're asked and sort of abide by the rules as best we can are going to suffer, suffering, and football clubs are going to suffer. People are going to lose their jobs, their livelihoods and everything else just because some people are selfish shits, essentially.
Yeah, excuse me.
Sorry for my language, but, you just do as you're told, use your common sense. But unfortunately, like I said, if you're going to rely on people using the common sense, this could go on for a while.
It will be, unfortunately. We'll keep an eye on that, but I don't expect any news next month or so.
I think from a footballing point of view, clubs are going to have to see whatever they can do, and hopefully the EFL are going to come up with something. I can't imagine. I cannot see... I mean, I hope I'm wrong, but I cannot see the EFL coming up with anything that's going to help anybody, frankly, other than themselves.
They need to, though, because this restriction, if it is on for 6 months, let's say it gets worse, obviously, like worst case scenario, it gets worse.
Well, let's say, for example, that the season is out completely without fans. That's
That can't happen. There will be so many clubs that will go bust, because not every fan's going to pay for iFollow.
No.
Like,
And did you read? Well, you sent that. You retweeted that statement from the Colchester chairman. Now, Paul Davis again has tweeted out saying that this is different to the Championship, but that makes it possibly slightly worse because League One and Two are the ones that need the money most.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But basically, they're basically saying that Colchester were at home to Bolton. Bolton fans played for Highfuller. Colchester played for Highfuller. For a Colchester home game, Bolton made more money.
Yeah, which is bizarre,
crazy.
It can't go on like the clubs that were probably not fine after, you know, after the season got thing, but were in a position to be able to continue.
Yeah,
well, even them will probably go bust, and never mind the clubs that were you know, in trouble.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The irony of it is, I think, for me, that probably the ones who have been mismanaged were the ones that survived.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. I that might be just my cynical mind working. I don't know, but that's how it feels. It's going to work, but. Oh, like I said, the AFL have now got to do the job.
Mm.
They've got to do what they're paid to do, and they've got to keep these clubs in business, all of us, and fairly.
Yeah.
And if clubs have been mismanaged, and they can't afford to pay their way, they're good at Wall.
Yeah.
End of. They've got to be harsh, I think. You know, if people are cutting the cloth and running their businesses to a proper standard.
Yeah.
And not gambling everything that they've got and everything that they can borrow on some pipe dream, like a lot of clubs have done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why should they be bailed out? And then, you know, all that's going to do is drag all the well-managed clubs down into the same boat.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see, won't we? But again, that's me being cynical, innit? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, Sean Dyche mentioned that the other day, didn't he? He compared it to a hedge fund manager. He says, why should a successful hedge fund manager bail out the ones that are crap?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's, you know, it's a very direct approach. I expect nothing else from Sean Dyche, but it's a reasonable
thing
to say. But at the same time, in football, it's not necessarily club's fault that they haven't got any money. It's about finding that line.
Of course it is, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a thin line, and how do you determine whether a club's been mismanaged or not? Yeah. I mean, we're on a different subject here. This has no to do with Birmingham City.
No.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll keep an eye on that, and hopefully no clubs go out of business. And you never know, in a month's time, we might be in a position where we're saying, right, we can get some people back at stadium.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
And we'll keep a very, very close eye on that because we just want to be back in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
On to Birmingham. I'm going to start with some fan predictions, and then we'll move on to the depressing stats of history because they are horrendous. From Facebook, Paul Griffiths thinks we'll win 1-0. Most of these are quite positive. There's only a couple of people who said we'll not win. Conor Williams is one who said we won't win. He thinks it's going to be 2-2. Lynn Gill thinks 2-0 for the Millers. Glyn Birch thinks 2-1. William Toppen says 0-0. Darren Clark, 2-0. Stuart Marsh thinks it's going to be a draw or we're going to win. So he's positive about us. And finally, this one is Bailey Vernon thinks it's going to be 1-1. Some positivity there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm.
Ben, positive?
Yeah. Are you asking me if I'm positive?
No, yeah.
If I'm positive about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I am. I'm not. I'm going to predict that we're going to lose.
So the answer is no.
But if that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to play bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So, we're moving on to our predictions, are we going to talk about?
No, I just got to be fine. Well, yes,
I think I'm quite positive, but unfortunately, I do think that we're going to lose.
Okay, fantastic.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, our record is horrendous. We've won, out of the 33 games we've played against Birmingham in its history, we've won 6. We did win in 2015, we won 2-0, but that was our first win since 1989 against Birmingham.
Yeah.
And we've only won twice since the 60s against Birmingham.
They're not really a team I remember beating a lot.
We've not played them that much, to be fair. We've very rarely been in the same division over that period of time. So, but history doesn't mean anything, does it?
No.
You know, by definition, it's gone. And all the players that played in probably the last time we played against each other have probably gone, in the main anyway, from both sides. So it's different. It's completely different. Mm. I don't know as those stats mean anything, frankly, to what's going to happen on Saturday. I like all the positivity. I do.
Yeah.
But I just can't see us scoring any goals at the moment. No. We had this conversation, yeah, obviously, on the review of the whoever we played on Saturday.
Millwall.
Millwall. Like, they are easy to forget about, Millwall.
Well, yeah.
Even if you haven't got a bad memory. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just can't. Just don't see where the goals are going to come from unless he does make some changes. And mm. I think he will.
Yeah.
I think he has to. And if he does, I think we could sneak it.
Mm.
I genuinely think we could sneak it. I know they got a good result against Brentford. Opening day of the season.
Yeah.
You know, anything can happen on the opening day of the season. I mean, Wendy's went to Cardiff and won. You know what I mean?
True.
So, but we started to get into a little bit of rhythm in terms of or clubs,
yeah.
In general, they're starting to get a bit of rhythm now. So I'm quite positive. I think if he changes it and he changes that front,
or if he keeps it and they turn up, Smithy.
Well, yeah. If they turn up, yeah.
Depends how they've done in training, really, isn't it? Why would it start? Personally, I don't think the depot should start. I think it should be Smith and Hurst, in my opinion,
or Bass.
Or yeah. Vass. I think Vass is better off at bench.
Mm. Yeah, I could probably agree with that.
Or he's been out and he was looking to fight for his place.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost starting him on Saturday is almost like bringing him off at bench.
Yeah, well, we don't know what...
When he came out against Wickham for not very long, he looked good. He looked mobile and strong.
Yeah.
And...
the thing is, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, because if he said to Warnie, right, I want to fight for my place, then start him.
Yeah.
But if he hasn't, then...
I'm sure he will have had that conversation, won't he?
Seems like the type of guy, isn't he, for sale.
Yeah,
seems
definitely.
Up for it.
Definitely. So, start Vass and probably Hirsty.
Yeah, well, he actually did more than the other two in 20 minutes, so on that, he deserves a start.
For me, that's...
Thing, but.
Yeah, that's a very, very aggressive front two.
Yeah, it is.
And they're going to put...
Ball's not going to stick, though. If you put ball long to them, it's probably... We don't know about Hurst, but... Again, from what we saw, he didn't like a target man.
No, the thing is, he looks like he drops deep, and that could...
It's no good if we play it long.
We don't need to play it long. We've got players who don't need to play it long, you know what I mean? We've got the ability within that midfield and the back four to play ball on floor. So
I don't think we've got the ability to play it out the back from people like goal kicks, but I think if we get in midfield, I think we can slowly build up play. We don't have to go straight direct. I think we've got the quality to do that, but playing out from the back is a different... ball game completely.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a tight game. Birmingham have won 1, drew 1. They've scored 1 goal and not conceded any. Mm. And they've played Swansea and Brentford, to not concede any against those two in particular. It's quite impressive.
Yeah,
but neither of those two tend to hit the straps till
well
into season, do they? As well, both of those are slow starting teams.
True,
traditionally. Which just goes against everything I've just said about history, doesn't it? But you know,
yeah. One thing that hasn't changed for Birmingham is Lukas Jukovic is still there. He has got 4 goals in his last 4 games against us, but one of them was a hat-trick. But he is a threat. He's a big, strong striker, which we always struggle against.
We have done traditionally, but we've got 2 very strong central defenders.
Well, it depends on who plays.
After last week.
Yeah.
And even if Robertson comes back in, you know, I'm not too concerned about that personally. Yeah. Defensively, I think we hold up really, really well.
Mm.
Apart from that one mistake.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's Icky's mistake for the season, isn't it?
God, I hope so.
So.
So we'll move on to team predictions before we move on to score predictions. Do we think the back five is going to injury dependent? Do we think the back five is going to be the same, Ben?
I think it'll be the same. I don't see why he'd change it, to be honest.
If Robertson's fit, you'd still keep Angus McDonald in?
For me, yeah.
What?
I said for me, yeah.
If Robertson's fully fit, you know, back to match fitness completely, no risk whatsoever, I'd put Robertson in. But if it's still if he's like 85-90%, I'd still play McDonald. Because there's no point risking it when you've got a perfectly good quality centre back on bench. So I don't know. Robertson, if he's fully fit, but if it's still a little bit of a risk, I'd go McDonald.
For me, McDonald's done nothing to lose his place now. You know, the shirt's now his.
Yeah, but Robertson hasn't either.
He got injured.
That's how football works, unfortunately.
That's how it is for me. But yeah, I don't think any reason to change it at all.
And it depends on the balance. If you couldn't tell if McDonald was left or right footed,
no.
Which is a good thing. But if he is not right, not left footed, then for the balance purposes, you may bring back Robertson in.
Yeah, possibly.
But that didn't seem to be an issue.
No, it didn't. I don't think he is. I think he's a right sided.
Yeah, I thought he were.
Right sided defender. So, but that didn't show at all.
No.
So, we'll see. Keeps his place for me, but.
Yeah, and when you mentioned Tilt last week, Tilt was not scheduled back until, I think, until after the international break, but he seems very positive. He's ahead of schedule, Tilt.
Good.
So there's every chance he might be back. We've got two games before the international break, this one and Huddersfield, and then the international break.
Will he go, do you think he'll go into the squad, straight into the squad?
He'll certainly go straight into the squad. He's left-sided defender.
But the thing is, this is the problem. We're debating about Robertson or McDonald. Where does Tilt fit in?
Well, and Wood as well. He's still, you know what I mean? You can never, ever write Richard Wood off until the day he retires.
I know.
We've got five good defenders, and that's tough made. And we've got Icky, Angus McDonald, Tilt, Woody, and...
Robertson.
Yeah. Five very good central defenders.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
But we're all almost all fit, which had never happened for us. No. We never have everybody all fit. No.
It's that spine of team.
Strength and depth as well, isn't
it? Yeah, definitely.
Midfield, again, the midfield four, so assuming obviously Barlaze is not going to sign this week, even if he does, I don't think he'll start. Do we expect any changes in the midfield four?
I personally don't, no. I don't think there's any reason to.
No, I don't think there'll be any changes, to be honest.
It's fine, yeah, I agree. Probably Crooks was not done enough to dislodge.
No.
Lindsay or McDonald, and again, Lindsay and McDonald have been two of the best players in the two games so
far. Yeah, definitely.
Particularly McDonald, but Lindsay's been good as well. And then the front two we've just mentioned was Smith Ladepo. Do you think we'll go 4-4-2 then, first of all, Mick?
Don't know. I would.
You would?
I would, definitely, yeah. I don't think there's any point, you know, setting out in this league to play for a draw away from home. Let's just be positive. We've got the players with the ability, the fitness and the strength to do really well in this league. So it's purely about confidence. And to be fair, the reason I'm saying change that front two is because Smithy and Ladapo, they're clearly down on something, and it has to be confidence because they've both got the ability. So... You know, and they've obviously clearly got the fitness and strength.
Yeah.
So it has to be confidence. So for me, we swap those two out.
Just swap both of them out.
Both of them, yeah.
Ben, 4-4-2, 4-5-1.
Well, I want him to play is 4-4-2.
Okay.
But I think he'll go 4-5-1 with Smith up top. That's what I think he'll go
Smith
with.
Smith and
Smith 4-5-1.
Yeah, I know.
Right. I don't know. Who did we play last week? He played four. He started 4-5-1, didn't he?
Sort of 4-4-2 with Ladepo.
I mean, with Wickham, he started.
He started with Crooks behind Ladepo.
You know what? I still think he'll play 4-5-1, but I had not a clue who's going to play. He might play Crooks.
Put Sadler across the middle.
I don't think he'd do that. I don't think he'll start. I think, you know what? I'm going to go the team that I'm going to go 4-5-1 with Crooks in behind Smith is what I think he'll play. Yeah. But what I want him to play is 4-4-2 with Smith and with the. Hurst and Vassell, but I think I'll go 4-5-1.
You could play Crooks and Hurst.
Yeah, it could do, yeah.
That'd similarly work.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do
would
that.
What would be the difference between playing Crooks and Ladepo and Crooks and Hurst?
You've probably got a bit more aggression up there if Crooks decides to turn up.
That's key.
And that, for me at the moment, is a big worry still. We've talked about it, haven't we?
Yeah.
And I'm not convinced. That his heads in game.
So. Still haven't heard anything, though.
So no, we haven't. Maybe no. We
just... And the team he was linked with originally, Forest, they've signed somebody from Scotland.
They have, yeah.
And they signed somebody else as well. I can't think who it were now. They've signed two midfielders, though.
Yeah.
So if it was the Forest move, that's off.
Yeah, it would appear so, wouldn't it?
And there's not much money floating around this division.
There's not much money floating about anywhere, is there?
Well, no.
So
I think, hopefully, that's the end of it.
Yeah, fingers crossed, and I want him back.
Yeah.
I want him back from what we had last season and the back end of the season last in Championship. That's the player we want back. And if he comes back and he plays like that, he will get his move.
God, he will, yeah.
Particularly if he plays like that at this level.
Mm.
So, you know. But Maybe that's not what it is. Maybe it's something else. Maybe he's just a slow starter. I don't know, but he's not done enough for me to be starting at the moment.
No, I agree. So, some more predictions. Reece Killick thinks it's going to be 2-0 with Hurst and Ledepo getting a couple. Getting one each, sorry. Ian Willoughby, the first one to say that Birmingham, he thinks Birmingham will win 2-0. Jack Denwick thinks 1-1. Danny Gunn thinks 2-1 Smith and Ledepo. So I assume he thinks that Smith and Ledepo are going to start. Which I'd be surprised if they did, but we'll find out. In the name of Football Pod, says 1-0 to Birmingham. Sean Baldwin 1-1. Tom O will say he would take a point. Ben Pank says 3-1 to Birmingham. Simon Patrice Booth, 2-2. And finally, Brian Johnson with a bit of positivity, 2-0, he thinks. Ben, self-proclaimed messiah.
The legendary prediction. You know what?
I've got my Bet365 account open and waiting.
You know what?
Other bookmakers are available.
Yeah. Well, he's had all week to think about this.
Birmingham's last two scores?
1-0 to them against Brentford and 0-0 against other one.
I'm going to go 1-0 to them.
It's positive of you, thanks,
man. I don't know. That's what I think will happen. I don't know what to happen, but I genuinely think that we won't perform again. I don't know.
They will perform, but we won't score.
I don't really know. I think they'll win 1-0. I've got a gut feeling that they're going to win 1-0.
Okay. And if you don't, then we can just call you useless, then, yeah?
If I do, then, I'm the 2 out of 3. That's
not bad.
Not bad. It...
Mick?
Oh, I don't know. I've had a week to think about it as well, haven't I?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be 2-1.
To us?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I think one of the teams is going to edge it, and it depends how we play. I think if we play the way we played against Millwall and don't make any mistakes like we made against Millwall,
Then
I think it'll be us. I think we'll sneak it 2-1. So we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
If there's no calamities, I think we will win it.
Mm. I'm going to go 1-1. I think it's going to be a very, very tight game. 1-1 or 0-0. There's not going to be much in this. I can't see the team getting 3 or 4.
No.
With that,
no.
Particularly how both teams have starred.
Million percent. He said million percent.
Yeah. No, I agree. So that's where we are with the preview. There's no referees watch this week because the EFL haven't announced the referee as far as we can tell.
At time of recording, anyway.
At time of recording.
Or maybe we're not having one.
Yeah, just referee yourself. Yeah. Like just referee yourself, yeah. In playground.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Keeper referees.
Yeah.
Whatever, yeah.
Play goalie when and all that.
Yeah. We could have it like when we play every time that we play Wednesday, you know, the next goal winner.
Yeah, we could. But we will bring that. So whenever that comes up, we will bring that up and tweet it out, something like that. Just so we can give you the information. Mick can do his job, can't he?
I've got one job. I've got one job to do for this preview show, and EFL have let me down. It's not like EFL to let anybody down, is it?
How dare you say they let people down?
God.
That is slanderous, not slanderous.
Yeah, well, whatever. As soon as I find out who it is, after I've spoke to him.
Work out how rubbish he is, and then we'll put some out saying it's crap.
After I've rung him and paid him a tenner.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's all we've got. I think we're both mentioning, a lot of people mentioned on Twitter and Facebook, they've had a lot of problems with iFollow at the weekend as well as us.
Yeah.
But not just Rotherham fans as well. I think that's a universal problem. The part that we did in terms of Brecken and the main guy, I don't know the main guy's name, unfortunately, but they did a decent job. It was a good bit of commentary. It was fine.
Yeah, we're all right.
It's just too far behind. And if this is what we've got to put up with for the rest of the season, which is a real possibility.
Yeah, it's not great, is it?
When you're playing a tenner game as well, a tenner game is...
It's only like paying... Well, it's not even paying... Half a match day ticket, is it? But you're not there for the first thing, so it's not really comparable.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, did we mention that we missed the goal because we were still on half time 10 minutes after it kicked off?
It didn't update itself.
Subs
did it?
Warm up.
Yeah, so there are issues with it, and I'm going to say teething problems, but it's been going for 2 or 3 seasons now, so it's hardly teething
it's not
problems,
new.
Is it?
No.
Maybe it's just too many people using it. Mm. I don't know. But whenever you're looking at something, watching it, that's broadcast on the net, you're always going to be subject to, you're going to get potential glitches here and there, and breaks in it and everything else. So it's always going to be potential to.
Yeah. Well, this is why it should have been sorted out with Sky. Yeah. And so Sky right here, you know, but it's not, and that's the EFL for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Premier League, all Premier League games are on, obviously.
Yeah.
On Sky or BT.
Even some free to air, was that the free to air game last week, when they on BBC?
Was it?
Yeah. I don't think that's a regular thing, but it's nice to have a couple.
Yeah, it is. It is, I guess. Yeah.
And it shows, because when the game's on free to air, they have a massive TV audience. The record audiences for Premier League games were in lockdown when they were on BBC.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
EFL could have done that.
Yeah,
they could have. Imagine not revenue that they got, but imagine the media that they got and the interest that they got.
Yeah. But then they wouldn't have got paid for it.
They got something, BBC and, you know, they still pay them.
Yeah, but that then they'd have to give it to clubs, and they wouldn't want to do that. Apologies about that. I just headbutted my mic. let's just mention at EFL. I just want to bang the table.
Cool. Anything else before we wrap it up? We're done nearly half an hour.
Nothing from me.
Not from me either.
Ben's calmed down, which is nice. It only took you 35 minutes.
In midway through, I think about 10 minutes in, I started giggling as well. Sorry for anyone.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a nightmare, aren't you? You're an absolute mare. Just looking at Accrington on Saturday. I know I'm going to mention it every week because I love the way that they behaved towards us last season. And I know some of our supporters are going to be interested in it, although they probably know all this information anyway. They're at home to Oxford on Saturday, so that's going to be toughy. But, you know, hopefully they can stick one up Carl.
Oh, poor Carl. What's your problem with Carl? Oh, poor Carl.
I know.
Bless him.
I wonder if he's got over his Wembley sadness. I don't know. Hopefully Aki will stick one on him.
Yeah, I hope so. Do us all a favour. Cool. So we will leave that there. We'll come back on Monday morning with the review of hopefully 3 points to the Millers. But based on what we've just talked about in the last half an hour, don't put any money on it.
You never know.
And we will. Well, we'll find out, won't we? But we'll find out together. So thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Mick and Ben.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Very, very much appreciated. And we will see you all next week. Cheers, guys. Ravel, ambitious, but brilliant.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.